The first time Mike Williams saw a medical mistake in the operating room, he was a surgery intern in Dallas in his mid-20s.
I was in the room assisting, and this patient was having a colon surgery for a colon cancer, young guy. I want to say he was in his 30s. All of a sudden, he started shaking all over, and we did the surgery. And then after the fact, we found out that he had been awake during the surgery.
Williams says the anesthetist had mistakenly given the young man only one of two drugs, the one to paralyze him, but not the one to put him to sleep.
And it was just horrific to me that that would happen in the United States. And I swore up and down that would never happen again.
In his dogged pursuit to wipe out medical errors like that one and unnecessary infections and patient falls, Mike Williams says he hasn't been everyone's best friend. But since becoming president of UNT Health Science Center, he's helped secure $4 million in funding from the state legislature for what he calls a first-of-its-kind patient safety institute in Texas.
We've got cancer institutes everywhere. We've got cardiac institutes everywhere. But we don't have patient safety institutes.
After all, Williams says, medical errors are the third leading cause of death for Americans. Unlike treating cancer, though, treating medical errors requires changing cultures among hospital staff and patients. And that means making it okay to talk about mistakes and learn from them. To do this, Williams is bringing together people from competing hospitals like JPS Health Network and Cook Children's Medical Center. Even more importantly, the institute will train students from Texas Christian University.
After practicing for 30 years, I realized that I could spend my entire career beating my head against the wall trying to change existing cultures and practices, which does need to be done. But the real way I could have impact would be to get at the place where the providers are being trained and train them differently.
Lest you think this is all a big pipe dream, patient safety institutes can have a huge impact. Just look at the results from Johns Hopkins, where researchers at its Patient Safety Institute created a simple protocol to prevent bloodstream infections.
We estimate the checklist protocol has saved more than 1,500 lives and $100 million each year.
Dr. Albert Wu is a professor of health policy and management at Johns Hopkins. He says it used to be accepted that a certain number of people with IV catheters would get an infection. Each time, it would cost tens of thousands of dollars, and sometimes the life of the patient. Then, a safety group created a step-by-step checklist to follow as part of a training program.
In a remarkably short time, use of the checklist and of this training mechanism was able to drive the rate of bloodstream infections essentially to zero. In fact, on many units, there has never been another bloodstream infection since the mid-2000s.
So what can the Patient Safety Institute in Fort Worth learn from Johns Hopkins? Wu says it's important to remember safety checklists alone won't be enough. Doctors have to partner with the entire healthcare team and with patients.
Patients should be part of their own healthcare team. And if they can do that, it'll lead both to better quality care, better safety, and greater satisfaction.
This is the roadmap Michael Williams says the UNT Health Science Center Patient Safety Institute will follow, one that puts patients at the center and builds a culture of honesty and safety around them. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.